Kenora, the 2U9 Kenora Cobras teams hosted an 8-team tournament on December 7th, and performed at a high level with a combined record of 4 wins, 2 losses and a tie. In lieu of a door admission, the Cobras asked for either a non-perishable food item or money to donate to the Kenora Filling the Gap Food Bank. A number of items were donated along with a total of $347. The teams were divided into 2 pools for round-robin play. Kenora Cobras, White, Norquay North Stars, Hudson Bay Hunters and Moosomin Rangers in Pool A, and Kenora Cobras, Black, Campsack Flyers, Melville Millionaires and Foam Lake Flyers in Pool B, with the top 2 teams in each pool advancing to the playoffs. Moosomin led the way in Pool A with 3 straight wins, qualifying for the A final. Kenora, White, defeated Hudson Bay 9-4, tied Norquay 5-5, and lost to Moosomin 13-3. That left Kenora and Norquay tied for the second playoff spot and a berth in the B final. Norquay was awarded the playoff berth due to a slightly better goals for and against differential. The manager for Kenora, White, is Amy Nordine. The head coach is Brendan Skibinski, assisted by Caden Harder, who was unavailable for the tournament. Skibinski said he thoroughly enjoys coaching this team. They all played great in the tournament, they have come so far since the first day. At this young age, he has them focused on the basics of the game, especially skating, puck and passing. I like watching these kids grow, they are so dedicated when it comes to hockey and try so hard to become better. In Pool B, Kenora, Black, managed to avoid any tiebreakers, winning 3 straight round-robin games. 7-6 over Melville, 14-1 over Foam Lake and 18-2 over Campsack. Melville went on to the B final, and defeated Norquay 9-6. Kenora, Black, was the outright first place winner in the pool, qualifying for the A final against Moosomin Rangers. Moosomin built an early lead, but Kenora, Black, showed all kinds of team spirit and kept battling back. The Rangers held on at the end for a hard-fought 7-6 victory. The manager for Kenora, Black, is Jody Kowalishin. The team is coached by Kelly McTavish, along with assistant coach Parker Rice. Kelly said, overall, the tournament was a big success. Having one of the Kenora teams make it to the A final was an added bonus. The kids were very excited to make it to the A final, he said. We've never made it to an A final in any other tournaments in the past, so it was something new and exciting for sure. Coach McTavish said his team's success was well earned. We played very well defensively as a team, and our goaltender, Atlan Godhi, was very focused and made some really big saves for us throughout the day. Our game against Melville in the round robin was a great game and could have gone either way. Both teams battled hard in that one, and we ended up winning by 1 goal. In addition to hockey skills, McTavish said there is a non-hockey aspect that is important as well in the U9 age group. We also talk about sportsmanship, work ethic, and being a good teammate when the time is appropriate. McTavish concluded, thanks to everyone for making this tournament a success. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatooday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.